News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
But I suppose the big news of the day is that speech by Taoiseach Micheál Martin finally formally announcing the easing of restrictions in a State of a Nation address last night. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
As I look forward into July and beyond, I want to see our aviation, tourism and all hospitality businesses back doing what they do better than anyone else on earth. I want to see the safe return of our vital artistic and cultural life. And I want to see our students back on campus for the new academic year.
That was Micheál Martin there. Jonathan, obviously the whole country practically, I'd say, glued to that speech by Micheál Martin yesterday, and a very kind of, you know, lofty and, in fairness to him, a decent fist of it he made by way of speeches. But what did you feel when you heard that, you know, this was the beginning of the end, maybe, and that restrictions were easing across the board over a period of time on all fronts? What jumped out at you as, oh, thank God, this is what I want? Or was that what you actually felt?
Yeah, it was funny watching it, though, because we knew, as always, with things that come out of government, we knew pretty much all the detail. But there's still a sense of anticipation in me. I would love to think that, yes, we're finally on the way out of this. But there's an anxiety still that I have that this could still go wrong and that something might happen that would scupper the plans. It's great. There's lots of things in there to be positive about. But I think a lot of people will be like me, Ciara, that until such time as they get the vaccine, the weight will still be on their shoulders and they will still carry on as they've been carrying on for the last 13, 14 months or so. I think there's a lot of good stuff in there, and most importantly for businesses, they can plan. But individually, I'm not sure, other than a slight sense of euphoria at hearing it said out loud, that it's going to change too much until there's more vaccine out there.
Yeah, I felt very good hearing it. You know, I'm somebody that lockdown has sat relatively heavily on, and not for any reason. I'm not one of the poor unfortunates who lost their job or lost their business. I have work. I don't live alone. You know, I didn't carry the burden that lots of people carried throughout this past year. I fully acknowledge that. But there were times when it kind of sat on my shoulders and you would feel down. You would feel maybe even, I don't know if depressed is the right word, because it wouldn't last for that long. But, you know, there was times when I felt very disheartened, very disillusioned and very bleak about our future. And this is hope to me. This is that. But I think to lots of people out there that they will be thinking, wow, I'm going to get to see my mum and she lives in Donegal and I work in Dublin and I haven't travelled. Or my boyfriend lives two counties away and I haven't seen him. Or my business, yes, it was about to tank, but now maybe there's a chink of light that it's going to open up. Or I'll have a few extra at my wedding. I think this means a huge amount to people around the country.
Yeah, well, but when I was passing, just as Micheál Martin was speaking, I was passing down the quays in Cork. There was loads of fellas out drinking pints on the side of the road. They were possibly raising a glass in celebration, but I have a feeling they were going to be there anyway, no matter what. What did yesterday's announcement mean to you? What was the first thing you checked on the list that you've desperately been trying to do for the last couple of months and will have the opportunity to do so in the next little while? Let us know. 53106 for a cost of 30 cents. You can tweet at NT Breakfast as well. And we look forward to hearing from you throughout the programme.
Now, for more of reaction, I suppose, to the easing of restrictions, we are joined now by Roisin Shortall, who is the co-leader of the Social Democrats. Roisin, good morning. You've heard myself and Jonathan talking about how we felt about it and what it has sort of meant to us. What's your own personal reaction to the easing of restrictions? I'm sure, like many people, the hope thing is good, but do you want to sound a note of caution?
Well, it's a very hopeful time, first of all, Ciara. And like you, I suppose I was in a situation where I still had a job and all of that and didn't have the same kind of huge challenges that many other people did. But, you know, I think there's cause now to be quite optimistic. There is hope on the horizon, while there's also that bit of anxiety that Jonathan spoke about, because the thing is very finely balanced and we're not at the end of the challenge yet. But, you know, things are going to open up now gradually. And I suppose the big game changer is the vaccination programme. And if we can keep going on that, if we can get to that target of, you know, close to 80% of people being vaccinated by the end of June, hopefully we can continue with the reopening programme. And that would be great.
Well,
and, you know, we've missed all kinds of just normal things like family coming to visit, even visiting in the garden, that kind of thing, meeting family and friends. And it's been a really tough time,
yeah.
And let's hope that everything will continue to improve.
Well, we're hearing that we're going to hit 250,000 doses of vaccine per week from around next week. But do you think that they got, you mentioned the fine balance, did they get the balance right?
I think it all depends on the vaccine programme. If that can go ahead as planned, if we get the supplies as planned, and if there is the capacity to administer those vaccines at the rate that we'll need to do that, which is going to be closer to, you know, 450,000 vaccines per week by June. If we can do all that, and I don't see why we won't be able to do it, then I think the future can look bright for us. And I think it's also very important that the government ensures that there are proper supports in place for business, because we know that socialising outdoors is going to be a hugely important part of what is going to happen over the summer months. But it's really important that there are supports for business and also improved facilities. And you spoke about that earlier, and things like, you know, public toilets and park benches and all of that kind of thing to facilitate people socialising outdoors. It's really important that there's investment in that. So, but, you know, overall, I think businesses are very pleased. I think there's other supports that they need in terms of advice from government. The whole area of ventilation, for example, and thankfully hairdressers are opening next week.
Yeah,
ventilation will be important
there.
But also then in other businesses that are due to open in the coming weeks and months, again, it's stressed on the importance of ventilation and other things that could be done, I think, to keep us all safer. And that is to have more of the walk-in testing facilities and indeed a wider use of antigen testing in the workplace. I think that's really important.
Yeah, although that will become of less importance once we are all vaccinated. I heard you use the 450,000 per week figure, and that has been widely reported across RTE mainly. I don't know how they're doing their maths, because what are we on? People on one dose is about 1.8 million people now. If we hit from next week a quarter of a million a week, that's 2.8, and by the end of June, 3.8. Is 3.8 million not 80% of the adult population?
Yeah, it's the number we're doing per week, and that
I suppose what I'm saying is we do 450,000 per week, which, as I say, has been reported in RTE. We'll have done more than the whole population, surely, with one dose.
No, we won't. According to my figures anyway. The idea was that we had to do 1 million a month for this quarter, and we didn't get anything close to 1 million done during April. And we probably won't until well into May. We won't reach that figure of 250. So there'll be a lag in that, which means we will have to do more than 250 a week during June.
Okay.
And that's how that calculation is done. But, you know, the HSE, I think, is rolling the thing out very well. They are getting the vaccines administered fairly quickly as soon as they get them in. So if we continue to get the supplies, hopefully they will be able to ramp up. And there are still lots of different people who are in a position to administer the vaccines. Pharmacists, for example, haven't
yes.
been brought on board yet. They're more than willing to do that. And there are many other people. So it will require a huge effort to get those vaccines out before the end of June. But I think we can do that. And if we can do that, there's no reason why the optimism continue, and we can't continue with the opening up plan.
Just something else, Roisin. I see Deputy Holly Kearns has been talking about the restrictions in the maternity hospitals. We have heard that the restrictions in the maternity hospitals were being eased, but it appears that is not the case everywhere. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Holly has been campaigning on this for some time. I mean, it's a critical stage to be at, and the idea that the parents of a child, the fathers of the children, could it being born in our maternity hospitals couldn't be present, it's an awful thing. And it's been really hard on people who have given birth over the past number of months. I hope the government, you know, moves on this. They promised to do that. The Taoiseach promised to do it the other day, and yet there's nothing concrete yet.
All
so
right.
We need to hear an announcement on that. It's a really important thing.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning here on News Talk Breakfast. That is Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats.